why don't we stand? We're going to start by prayer from Scripture, which is on the cover of our bulletin. Come from Colossians 3, 15 through 17. You may pray with me if you'd like, if not. Our Father, we let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to the which we are called into one body, for which we are thankful. Now let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, teaching us and admonishing us by thy word through each other. Give us grace in our hearts, for whatsoever we do in word or deed, let us know that we do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, by whom we give thanks to your Holy Spirit, and you, our Father. Amen. If you turn to the first page, we've got Psalm 149. Now we're going to sing half of it to where the break is, and then afterwards we're going to sing the other half. It's a longer psalm. Hopefully all the lights have turned off. And everybody will recognize the tune to the doxology.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Psalm 76, which is on the back of our flyer. It's to the tune of Constellation. And I'm going to have to ask Emma and Marie to give us a hum, because I bet not everybody knows Constellation until they hear it. Ready?
Chapter 20.
Again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel,
ways against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given of his seed unto Moloch, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name.
And if the people of the land do iniquity with his high God's commandment, when he giveth of his seed unto Moloch, and kneel it not,
then I will set my face against that man, and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Moloch from among their people.
And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits, and after wizards, to go whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people.
Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God.
And ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctifies thee.
For everyone that curseth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death. He hath cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him.
And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall be put to death.
And the man that lieth with his father's wife hath uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them.
And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have brought confusion, their blood shall be upon them.
If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them.
And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you.
And if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and ye shall slay the beast.
And if a woman approach unto any beast, and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them.
And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness. He shall bear his iniquity.
And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people.
And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor of thy father's sister. For he hath uncovered his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity.
And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin, they shall die childless.
And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He hath uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless.
Ye shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments, and do them, that the land of the ground bring you out of heaven, you do not out.
And ye shall not walk in the manner of the nation which I cast out before you. For they committed all these things, and therefore I abhor them.
But I have said unto you, ye shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it. A land that floweth with milk and honey, I am the Lord your God, which has separated you from other people.
And ye shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean animals and clean. And ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast, or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creepeth on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean.
And ye shall be holy unto me, for I am Lord and holy, and have separated you from other people, that ye should be mine.
And a man or a woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them.
One more reading before everybody sits down, just for everybody who's not used to the custom that we observe. When the Word of God is being read purely without preaching behind it, it's stood for, and then you sit down for it whenever the preacher preaches because, well, he has error mixed in with him by human nature. So that's why we sit. So we're going to go to Matthew 5 real quick, and we're going to have one more reading that's going to correspond to our Bible study today. They're commonly known as the Beatitudes. We all know them. Matthew 5, verse 3 through 12. And we'll read them all together. When I hear pages, stop turning. Matthew chapter 5, we'll start in 3. Like I said, we'll read to 12. Let's read together. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Amen. You may be seated.
Ephesians 1:3, which actually I read the wedding yesterday, so it should be pretty
pretty good for our memory. And we'll say this together. If you didn't catch yesterday, what we had talked about is the covenant of grace. That's what this is teaching us about, the covenant of redemption and grace that happened before the foundations of the world, before any of us were born, before our mothers or grandparents ever thought of us. God chose and elected people, and so if you're part of that people, let's confess this together right out of Ephesians, starting in 3, and we'll go to Ephesians 13, and we'll read it together. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adopted children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted into the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom he also trusted after having heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Brother Brad, could I have you close us in prayer today?
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the great honor and privilege it is to gather in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for the love that we share in that name. And for the words that were spoken today, both the words from the Scripture and the words from our brother, we ask you that they would take deep root in our heart and not leave us as hearers only, but as effective doers of all that you've called us to. Thank you for the gathering together, for everybody that's come this morning, and for the wedding weekend.